Amblin Reid created her channel to document what was supposed to be an epic weight loss journey.
My name's Amberlyn and I wanted to start a YouTube channel for weight loss.
Instead, the audience saw nothing but drama and catastrophe as Amblin almost doubled her body weight, with her brutal transformation beginning when she'd weigh in during her very first video.
I did my weigh-in. I was 368.0.
Amblin's courageous ability to share this vulnerable information led to an instant fan base of approximately 200 subscribers, along with positive comment after positive comment on every single video. But while everybody was rooting for Amblin, only 7 days after uploading her first video, there were already signs that her weight loss journey was going to end in disaster, as she'd post her first weekly weigh-in explaining that she hadn't lost any weight.
My weigh-in was 368.0 last week. My weigh-in today was 368.0. So I stayed the exact same.
The other thing that became obvious in this video was that Amblin had no desire to sacrifice for her goal.
When it comes to Thanksgiving, no, I will not be counting calories, if any of you are wondering. No, I will not even be thinking about my health that day. I'm just not gonna think about my weight.
And she had a defeatist attitude toward her weight loss journey.
I don't have willpower like I used to. I remember the days where I was down 3 pounds a day, but I'm never gonna be that again.
It's safe to say that this unconfident mindset was doing her no favors, as 1 week later, she'd upload another weigh-in video revealing that she'd actually gained weight.
This week has been my most indulgent binging week I have ever had. I weighed in at 371.0.
Before she'd talk about her solution to fix this, which was not to eat healthier, but rather to change the day on which she weighed herself.
I will be weighing on Thursdays now, and by this Thursday, I hope to be down 3 pounds. It should be simple.
While Amberlyn concluded by stating that losing another 3 pounds should be simple, she'd once again gain weight in the week that followed.
I've been having a lot of issues with saying no to certain foods. So I did my weigh-in. I was up 2.8. Every time I weigh in, I'm like not losing. I don't know what to do.
With the trend continuing into the week after that.
But I stepped on the scale and saw 377. My first reaction was, what? That can't be right. I stepped on it a few other times, which I normally do, and it all said the same thing. I definitely know how to gain some weight.
It was obvious that Amblin's weight loss journey wasn't going to plan, and while almost every comment remained positive, her failure to lose weight resulted in her very first hater, who she'd foolishly dedicate an entire video to.
This person is beating me up so bad with their words, saying that since I started this channel, I'm actually up weight.
However, Amblin had a plan to prove this hater wrong, as 1 week later, she'd upload a video providing an outline for the weight she wanted to get down to by the end of the year.
My resolution is to reach 299 pounds. I think I was 11 when I weighed 290 pounds, and ever since then, I have never seen that number 2 at the beginning of my weight.
After posting this video, Amblin began to make progress instantly.
So my weigh-in yesterday was 377.0. My weigh-in today was 376.4, so that's down 0.6.
And would announce 5 months later that she'd lost an impressive 28 pounds.
It feels really freaking good to be so on track. I'm in the 340s, no more 350s.
Although throughout the rest of the year, Amblin's discipline began to slip.
I spent the last 3 weeks eating whatever I wanted. Yes, I have gained 13.8 pounds in the last couple of months.
And by the end of the year, rather than being down to her goal of 299, she was instead back to 377 pounds.
That was my weigh-in, 377.0.
The exact same weight that she was at the beginning of the year. Yet in retrospect, this loss of 0 pounds seems quite favorable, as only 4 months later, she'd make an announcement that ultimately caused her weight gain to spiral out of control. Amblin uploaded a video titled Going Through a Breakup, explaining that her 4-year relationship had slowly fallen apart, which was followed by a different video only 2 days later, explaining that the scale couldn't even weigh her anymore, as she'd become heavier than 420 pounds.
The fact that the scale wasn't reading me because I reached 420 again or around there, it absolutely hurts.
Amblin's emotional state was healed to some extent when she began to date a new girl called Destiny. However, this only seemed to make things worse as she began to go months without weighing herself.
Last time I weighed myself was over 2 months ago.
And after only 6 months of being in this new relationship, Amblin explained that her weight had hit a new high.
I weighed in and I'm 455.0 pounds. I know every single time I come on here, I weigh more and more and more.
The audience also began to observe that Amblin had adopted a significantly more obnoxious obnoxious, unlikable attitude, which, when combined with her weight gain, led to a surge in people hating on her content.
People are judging every move I make. Even in the good things that I do, people find negative, and it's frustrating to me.
At around the same point in time, with the assistance of various mukbang videos, Amberlynn experienced a significant increase in her subscriber count, although obviously this only gave her more incentive to eat, helping her to reach 482 pounds only 6 months after hitting 450. Things became even worse for Amberlynn when she'd announced that her new relationship had also come to an end, stimulating yet another increase.
January 1st, I weighed 489.2. That is the highest weight I have ever weighed. Absolutely disgusting. 10.8 pounds away from 500 pounds. I can't even like say that out loud. That is like possible for me to be that big. It is scary.
And as a result of this gain, Amberlynn decided to put her foot down and make a change once and for all. Only this change wouldn't come in the form of a new diet or even a new exercise routine, but it would rather appear in the form of a video announcing that she would no longer be stepping on the scale or tracking her weight loss journey whatsoever.
I am done with my weight loss journey. Sharing my journey does not help me at all.
It seemed as though Amberlynn couldn't bear to see herself hit 500 pounds, with this willful ignorance being spotted by the audience immediately. Her former title as a weight loss YouTuber had transformed into the new title of a weight gain YouTuber, and with a steadily increasing audience, Amberlynn's inability to lose weight began to receive exposure outside of YouTube. She's a woman who started her channel at 350 pounds to motivate herself and others to lose weight. She has since gained over 200 pounds through excessive binging and delusions about what is healthy. She starts a new diet every few weeks and breaks them within hours. There are rumors that she can't fit into her own bathroom at this point and is mostly immobile. She's a train wreck. My fear of becoming like her has been a great motivation to continue this lifestyle, and it's not like this was the only person who was using Amberlynn as fuel for their own weight loss journey. I watch Amberlynn Reid's videos on YouTube to motivate me to cut my portions down and work out more. Good lord, that poor girl. Not even 30 and she can barely walk due to morbid obesity. But while these people were able to find inspiration to continue on their weight loss journeys, Amberlynn Reid was doing the opposite. She'd begin her fourth year on YouTube weighing in at 497 pounds, which accompanied yet another optimistic resolution.
My goal is not to go out to eat a single time in January. I'm gonna be pretty much doing like a very clean eating, and I'm just pumped about it.
However, the audience already knew exactly what was going to happen. Amber is never gonna lose weight. She's been doing this for years now. She'll be eating at Texas Roadhouse in 2 weeks, and with the assistance of her jumbo Coke and chocolate movie theater diet, these comments turned out to be correct.
So that means in 1 week I've gained 12.8 pounds.
However, it will be what Amberlynn did next that took her journey to a whole new level of degeneracy. She'd begin to use her weight as clickbait for new videos, proudly displaying her unhealthy diet in exchange for extra views, leading to the confirmation that Amberlynn was now over 500 pounds.
I just keep gaining. I've never weighed this much ever. I don't even want to say it out loud. It's weird. It seems too real when I say it out loud. My weight today was 500.6.
Well, who's actually surprised? And no, girl, you're not retaining water. You know exactly what you did. Way to make excuses. Retaining water did not make you 500 pounds. Eating 6,000 plus calories a day did. Well, we all saw this happening. Don't have to be that so raven to know you were gonna hit 500 pounds. The cycle continued with a brand new goal.
My goal is to be 465 pounds by June 29th.
Followed by a brand new failure.
Yesterday, I weighed in for you guys. At my heaviest, it was 525 point something.
Her weight had unsurprisingly gotten even worse by the following year.
567.4 pounds.
And as Amberlynn creeped past 100,000 subscribers, she began to receive criticism from some of YouTube's biggest fitness influencers.
For meal one, she has a recharge bar from Jenny Craig. It should be called a fat bar. In fact, there's more grams of fat in a recharge bar than a Kit Kat bar.
Yet her response was simply that these fitness experts didn't understand who she was.
Every video made about me is just horrible and rude, and people just don't understand where I'm coming from, and I feel like I'm very misunderstood.
And it would be through this ignorant attitude that Amberlynn reached a whopping 572 pounds. However, in case things weren't already bad enough, only 5 months later, Amberlynn uploaded a new video announcing that she'd been diagnosed with cancer.
So I got my results back, and I do have cancer. I have womb cancer.
Which was extra frightening given her health.
The reason why I'm really scared is because of my weight, which is also my fault. So...
Amberlynn had hit absolute rock bottom, and while during the early days of her channel, she stated that she'd never get weight loss surgery, desperate times began to call for desperate measures.
So I have been putting off calling a weight loss doctor for months now, but I don't know what came over me. I just did it. I called a weight loss place that I know about.
Amberlynn stated that one of the worst parts about getting the surgery was that her views on YouTube would likely decline.
Do I think I'm gonna lose viewers by getting weight loss surgery? And honestly, by me losing weight, I will lose viewership.
And that she'd need to lose a bunch of weight prior to the surgery.
At the size that I am, they won't be able to do weight loss surgery.
Prompting Amberlynn to lose a whopping 89 pounds in only a couple of months.
I weighed in today. I reached a new lowest at 483.0, so that means I'm officially down 89.4 pounds, and I'm ecstatic.
Although, for whatever reason, Amberlynn never got the surgery, and instead, as you might expect, put the weight back on. That would be until just a few months ago, when Amberlynn announced that she had finally picked out a weight loss surgeon.
How I'm feeling now is I'm ready to take that step. I already know what surgeon I want to see.
Yet it was going to be incredibly expensive.
It comes out to $23,000.
And as a result, she's currently saving for the procedure while waiting for her doctor's approval. Amberlynn currently weighs in at 508 pounds.